before stores came or anything came, we had it all. And then we kind of switched because it just wasn't handed down anymore. It was taken.
This is Yaj Monen, and I'm Kyla Katnedu. We're a podcast out of the Pokagon tribe in southwest Michigan and northern Indiana, and we're telling stories of our people reconnecting with culture, reviving traditions, and reclaiming their heritage. Yaj Monen means story in our language. So here's our first. Patty Joe is a citizen and the cultural activities coordinator of the Pokagon Band, our tribe located in southwest Michigan and northern Indiana. After attending the 13th Annual Indigenous Farming Conference in Minnesota, she returned with frustrating knowledge about Native and national food practices, overprocessing, overworking the land, and relying on stores for every meal, meals that are often harmful to us. So she looked to the medicine wheel, to our ancestors and how they lived.
Our ancestors, the Anishinaabe people, worked with seasons. We base everything on our four seasons here in the Great Lakes regions. A lot of the things we ate are all from the woods. You have leeks, sassafras, cedar tea, white pine tea. You have wood that can only be harvested certain times of the year, but for things that they would build in the fall time. For instance, Frank Barker said, well, so many people wanted to do snowshoes, but I can only harvest the wood now because it takes 2 months to soak the wood, to bend the wood. Then we have to go and get the spruce and we have to get the sinew and we're going to have to soak that and then wrap it, make sure it fits your foot. We won't even be able to use them until January. So it's a whole year basically of harvesting certain components to put together the snowshoe.
To harvest and create provisions from what's in our woods, a lot of planning has to be done and time committed. It's not a fast process. So Patty went to citizens she knew were harvesting to get their insight. They ended up volunteering to lead seed and medicine teachings, and implementing traditional harvesting became a realistic goal.
When our ancestors would get together, everybody would come to a circle. They would be doing different things, but at the same time, they were sharing stories. They were learning from each other. We're trying to create that again for our community to bring them together to have that same full one circle component. It can happen from harvesting because there's so many things that you can learn, so many good things that need to be placed for Anishinaabe people. We're going to be foraging all day. We're going to be able to bring back some of the things that we can actually cook and eat. One person will be harvesting some food. One person might be harvesting some medicines if they're available. They cook together, talk together, eat together, and share.
Learning to make soup from Indian corn is one experience Patty hopes to give those who come. Cooked incorrectly, it'll make you sick. But if you follow the instructions passed down by our ancestors, you can do it. Storing, canning, drying, it's all knowledge she wants citizens to have the opportunity to learn.
It's not a ritual or it's just a purpose of survival for life. Before stores came or anything came, we had it all. And then we kind of switched because it just wasn't handed down anymore. It was taken. I think what really hit hard within the cultural program was corn. It's a living entity in the Anishinaabe way of thinking. The GMOs and non-GMOs have become a huge part of changing genes. The creator wouldn't want that. That's not how he created it. Monsanto took and they modified the seed. It started with actually shooting it together with a shotgun. They modified it to withstand pesticides, to withstand bugs, to grow better, grow faster. We need more food. We need to produce. Hungry, money hungry. There's so many things that are happening. That's not right. And the Creator, Mother Nature, has a way. Life will have a way. If the corn decides, I'm not growing anymore, you've done genetically done enough to me, I can't do it anymore. Look at the food source within the United States. Look at all the corn products, corn syrup, corn sugar, corn flour. If corn decided not to grow, and all we have is Monsanto seeds, where do we go? So now is the time to look at sustainability of saving our own seeds, creating a library, working with other tribes on seed banks and trading seeds. We shouldn't have to go to the store to buy something, to build something. We should be able to harvest it. We have it here on all of our lands. Let's utilize our land.
There's also a real opportunity here for sustainability for the tribe and for tribal citizens. Is that part of the goal?
You can sustain just by what's out here in the Great Lakes area. You know, you have wild game. There's fish. It's changing your way of eating, but also learning what can be foraged to eat. It could lead completely into sustainability. Our ancestors did it for hundreds and hundreds of years. We should be able to do the same thing.
And it sounds like we have all the knowledge that we need from the people who are here. It's just now finally bringing all those people together. Yep. And teaching everyone who doesn't know yet.
Correct. Not everybody knows all the songs, not everybody knows all the teachings, but at least we can put something together as a whole and bring them together and start sharing with our youth, with our citizens, with our elders, with our adolescents, with all of them, and give them the opportunity that the ones teaching us now really didn't have. They had to kind of learn secretly. There's so much knowledge within our community, and that was hard to pull out, because for a long time we weren't able to speak our language. We weren't able to teach the knowledge. It was, you know, it was against the law to do that. Now we finally can. We're going to teach your brothers, your sisters, your nieces, your nephews, your greats, your great-greats. We're going to teach them the proper way of what you're teaching, and we'll keep it coming. We'll keep it going. And they're finally willing and starting to share and know it's okay. If you want to be part of it and learn how to live off the land and build things and make things and have the things that your blood memory has taught you to have, then come. A day in the woods. Put up your electronics. Get rid of your phone. Come and spend the day in the woods and learn the land that our ancestors fought so hard to have. It's open to anybody that has an idea or wants to harvest something or learn something or put toward our community and help the community heal and build and find the love that we all have before and bring it all together.
You can join our traditional harvesters 2 Saturdays a month all year. See our web calendar for exact dates at www.pokaganband-nsn.gov. Special thanks to Bobby Lynn, a tribal citizen who composed our theme song and the music in between. Thank you for joining us for the first episode of Yajmonen. Listen for our next story, about a boy with braids, his decision to grow his hair long in homage to his heritage, and the repercussions. Until next time, Bama Pi, be with you again.